Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition spokesman says Iraqi security forces are inside Fallujah. The entry came 3 weeks after the government launched an offensive to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The spokesman said troops are working to seize the center of Fallujah and then fight outward. Iraqi security forces brigades, police, Anbar tribal fighters, and popular mobilization units have encircled Fallujah, the first Iraqi city to fall to Islamic State militants, in 2014. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is calling on the governments of Russia and Syria to respect the fragile Syrian ceasefire. In Norway, for the annual Oslo Forum meeting, Kerry accused the two governments of selectively enforcing the ceasefire. He said pointedly that U.S. patience is running out.
Our patience is not infinite. In fact, it is very limited now with respect to whether or not Assad is going to be held accountable. And meanwhile, we also are prepared to hold accountable members of the opposition who have both been playing off each other to continue the violence and break the cessation.
John Kerry. U.S. investigators say that the wife of the man who carried out Sunday's mass shooting in Florida had some knowledge of his plans. They say Nur Zahi Salmanand had accompanied him on a so-called reconnaissance mission to the gay nightclub where the attack occurred. Officials said they have not yet decided whether they will charge the woman, but U.S. Special Agent Ron Hopper held open the possibility.
We will leave no stone unturned. And what that means is, at the end of all of our interviews, however long that takes, if someone is able to be charged in this investigation, we will bring them to justice.
Salman has been cooperating with investigators. This is VOA News. The National Rifle Association says it will be happy to meet with Donald Trump to discuss gun control in the aftermath of the Florida shootings. NRA chief lobbyist Chris Cox said the group has consistently opposed allowing terrorists to buy guns in the United States. Meanwhile, two newly released polls show increased voter dissatisfaction with Trump. A CBS News poll released Wednesday found a majority of Americans do not agree with the way he is responding to the mass killing. A second poll conducted by The Washington Post and ABC News shows that negative views of Trump have surged. 70% of Americans view him unfavorably, with 56% feeling strongly negative. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are holding interest rates steady at a relatively low level in a bid to keep stimulating the economy, which has been slow to recover from the recession. Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen told journalists this action could support or should support further progress toward full employment and stable prices. She would not say whether an interest rate hike could be announced in the next meeting.
No meeting is out in terms of a possible rate increase. But we really need to look at the data, and I can't pre-specify a timetable. So I'm, you know, not comfortable to say it's in the next meeting or two, but it could be.
Yellen predicted that consumer spending will rebound and that the U.S. economy will move from a lackluster to a moderate growth rate over the next few years. The World Meteorological Association reports the Northern Hemisphere has experienced the hottest spring on record as global temperatures reached a record high in May. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Meteorological Organization warns the state of the climate in 2015 was alarming, but that climate events this year will exceed anything that has happened before. World Climate Research Program Director David Carlson says the climate system is changing, and what used to be abnormal is becoming the new normal. He says global carbon dioxide levels have never been higher. CO2 is the main greenhouse gas that leads to global warming. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The sheriff of Orange County, Florida, where the Disney World theme park is located, says the body of the 2-year-old boy killed by an alligator Tuesday has been found. Sheriff Jerry Demings told reporters in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, Wednesday that the body of Lane Graves was found intact near an area where the alligator dragged him into the water. Demings said the alligator drowned the little boy. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.